The remarkable recovery of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues. For the first time since his heart stopped on the field Monday night in Cincinnati, Hamlin is breathing on his own and talking.
Reporter Alan Skaya joins us from Cincinnati. Alan, what is the latest on DeMar Hamlin's condition?
About the timeline of how everybody responded, University Medical Center says doctors reach at each Bengals game in case of an emergency, and they got to Hamlin's side in less than a minute. And as a result of that, they say he is recovering very quickly. That he got the ventilator out overnight. He's been able to talk to people. He's been able to. He's aware of what happened to. They said that was another concern also that they had was going to be that there would be a neurological issue. But no, he knows where he is. He knows what happened. He just needed some help putting the timeline together. And so he is making a recovery. It's going to take some time, but he is on his way to getting out of the hospital. They just don't have a timeline yet.
We understand he surprised his teammates with a video visit today.
Yeah, he FaceTimed with the rest of the team from his room at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. But he FaceTimed with the team meeting today. Got to talk to the coaches. Got to talk to the players. And the Bills say the first thing he said was, "Love you guys."
I'm curious to know if doctors there in Cincinnati know what caused this sudden cardiac arrest.
They do not yet. They're still trying to confirm that. And they say that's one of the reasons that they can't give a timeline for when he's going to get out of the hospital and will be able to go home to Buffalo, because they say they're going to keep running tests to try to figure out what led to this initially, whether it was just the trauma of getting a hard hit to the chest or whether there was some kind of a condition. They say they're putting Hamlin through tests now, all the tests that he can handle right now, to try to figure out what led to this and how they can prevent it in the future, because he's never had a history of anything like this before.
What are they saying about DeMar Hamlin's overall prognosis? I mean, can he go on to lead a normal life? I mean, might he ever play football again?
You know, we asked some of the doctors that, and they say it's just too soon right now to say for sure whether he's ever going to put on a football uniform again, what this recovery is going to look like. They say some of that testing they're doing now, that's going to help them figure out whether there is sort of an underlying condition that led to this. But they say they can't say just yet whether he's ever going to play another football game, whether he's going to have to find some other line of work. But they just say that he's recovering well right now.
Do we know when he might get out of the hospital and be able to return to Buffalo?
No, they haven't given us a timeline yet. So when he gets out of the hospital here, he may wind up going to whether it's a rehab facility. He may not go straight home. They may just be able to transfer him to a hospital closer to home. So they still don't know just yet what this recovery is going to look like. They just want to make sure, first off, he's going to stay here until they're positive that he's going to be able to keep breathing on his own. He hasn't had any issues yet, but they're going to want to make sure that he's going to be able to stay independent here, and then they might look at escalating him down to whether it's a rehab hospital or whether he'll just be able to go home.
All right, Alan, thank you. Good information. That's reporter Alan Skaya in Cincinnati.